Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Drowning your sorrows.
That was so loud.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've got tiny hands, so it's like a small surface area, but if you get it right.
Tiny hands, like so. Pringles with fingers.
Fish?
No.
No?
No. Tiny hands, like a three-year-old girl's.
Oh.
You must
have. Has to be Fish.
No. Paved the way for Bush.
Paved the way for Bush?
Yeah, Reeves and Mortimer.
Oh. Have you watched Bob Mortimer's new thing with White House?
No.
Very soothing television.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out. It's on BBC, so it won't be good for our American viewers. Welcome back to the podcast. But they basically both had heart attacks, but now they've got to do things at a calmer level, so they go off fishing together.
I have seen that.
About life.
It's lovely.
Really nice.
It's
really
absolutely
nice.
A lovely programme.
If any brands wanted to pay us to do that,
go
I think
fishing.
It'd be great. I think it'd be really good.
Anyway. Why are you saying about that?
Well, I think you know.
What?
I've got a new tagline for the pod. Welcome back to James and Flav for now, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of big announcements, huge announcements in this podcast. And you might have noticed this podcast is a little bit shorter as well. There's a reason for that, which is coming. But I saw this as a possible tagline for the pod because I think it's decent.
Mm.
Sub Abcube said, this podcast never disappoints for now. Well, that's good.
Yeah, we've got two for nows, though.
James
and
Flav
for now. This podcast.
It's the podcast that never disappoints
for now. All right, if you like it, I'll go.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of disappointments, we're talking about Spurs and how crisis-y they are. I heard, wow. Really drowning them.
Really all over my face.
Stories, yeah.
It's all in my beard and that.
As Flav tucked into a alcoholic beverage, others are available. But we'll talk about Spurs because you went big on
really,
Arsenal.
You brushed over what just happened quite well. I like it.
What?
You're a pro.
Sorry.
I just spilt whiskey all down my face and into my beard and on my dick.
Yeah, but just it goes with the general stench of you anyway, isn't it?
That's not fair.
That's not true. It was Go on. Great. We'll talk about that. I've got the comments were brilliant last week. So brilliant last week. So this podcast could be a bit messy, but in a good way because of all the different comments we've got. It's not right, but it's okay. Got shark news. Have we?
No.
Fuck's sake. I've got a shark news link.
Have you?
Yes.
Wicked.
We could talk about... we'll talk about VAR, if that's right.
Yeah, you can.
Because you were hit by it. Things we learned from last week. I've got a quick apology to make. Should I just get out of the way?
Yeah, go on.
So this was Finners. He said, James and Flab subconsciously dropping he or him 11 times while talking about Sam Smith and him changing... They changing...
Right,
their...
right. So when we were talking about it, we weren't using the proper pronoun.
Shit.
Well, it is difficult.
It's tough.
I mean, it wasn't intentional.
So hard not to accidentally say it.
So was he suggesting that we had done it on purpose?
Some people thought we did that on purpose.
No.
Thought it was like a gag, like a bit.
No.
You just say his name, Sam Smith.
Yeah, Sam Smith.
Don't say he or she.
Well,
it's now they or
yeah, and it's going to take time to get used to that kind of stuff.
It's true. First time Flav reviews. I've got a new bit as well called Inside the Mind, which came to me this week, and then was supplemented by a comment, and also details of a homosexual one night stand negotiations, which you set up last week brilliantly, Flav. So you'll get some answers to
what that. Was
that about? You're asking about one night stands and how. The top and the bottom.
Okay, yeah, gotcha, yeah.
Come to pass. but we've also, a lot of this stuff might have to go on the second podcast because me and Flav...
Sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Money needs to be made, doesn't it, Flav? Think he just gets here for free? Miles away.
I actually literally have come over 120 miles to be here today for this.
Wow.
To talk with you. I mean, I'm, you know, to spend time with you, but also to talk to them.
Oh, we got a night out as well tonight with...
It's so weird.
I'm buzzing for this.
Big Dog.
Big Dog, possibly. He's trying to wangle his way out of it.
He won't. I'll hunt him down and bum him. And his predecessor.
Yeah.
Adam.
Both are proteges.
Yeah, in a way.
We're having a drink with both of them. So yeah, it should be good. Cannot wait to talk to him about Brentford. Could do. Mm. Might be in there. Might be on the Patreon page that we now have, because we have sold out. And you guys, we kind of dropped it last week, and you guys have said some quite nice stuff, which I'm going to relay now. Orange Ape said, surely at least 1,000 of the 8,000 people that have watched this would pay a couple of quid a month on Patreon. It's not so easy, isn't it?
What,
you want more than 1,000?
No, more than a couple of quid.
Oh,
only cost a couple of quid.
All details on the Patreon page. The link is in the description.
Is that what you think we're worth?
Huh?
A couple of quid. I never should play along.
All right, sorry. STMAG, boys, not being funny. If you create a membership, I will be one of the first ones to join. So now you can do that, okay? Mm. Ryan Maxwell, I like this one. James, the profit is irrelevant, ads or no ads. I'm more than happy to invest time in the content. You do you, brother.
That's
so generally, people are quite okay with it, but I am a bit nervous, I must say.
Why?
Because I think we've gone big on this, like, oh, we've got a community and they really care about us and it's this amazing thing and, oh, they want us back. But do they want us at a price?
Have I done that ever?
I think generally implied it, have we not?
Look, there's still going to be everything we do that have done up to this point. Just send.
That's true.
There's more if you want it.
So the basic details of it.
I like the idea about web, like a direct webcam with you.
Oh,
any of our patrons get 20 minutes of your time.
That I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So there's different tiers that you can have actually. So
I don't know anything about that. You do all that. You do that.
Well, there'll be different tiers, but we could do that if one of the tiers we're gonna have a normal tier. So this is how it's gonna work. Well, you will still get your podcast on YouTube, but it might be a little bit shorter. And then there will be a second podcast that goes on Patreon.
Mm.
So the initial tier there is basically just getting an extra podcast where I could probably say things that I can't say on YouTube.
Absolutely, that's the other thing.
that's quite a good one.
You have to be clean, but behind the paywall, you can be as dirty as you want. But also, I think a good thing, we could maybe do an advice section behind the paywall.
That's a good idea.
Where they come on.
Some sort of
show.
Sort of James and Flav advice. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
So if you do want to check it out, then there is a link in the description.
It's enough plugging. Is it in the link in the description?
There is a link in the description.
What if they're on audio, though, just before we stop looking?
Then head over to the James Lawrence Alcott channel and you
look
can
in
find
the description.
Yeah. Or I'll be putting it everywhere, because that's what Patreon tell you to do, is like spam it everywhere. Yeah. So actually, help me out with tweets and stuff.
I have a Patreon on Fighting Cock and we barely ever mention it.
Yeah, well, that's one of my concerns with this.
I'm not going to mention it, though.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you will.
Okay, you've drowned your sorrows quite a bit already.
Well, it was a nip.
Wasn't it?
I'm gonna get my can of beer out in a second.
What did you think of the drop? Was it a lovely little drop?
It was a lovely little drop. I like my whiskey. I really do. And yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
It tasted expensive.
Let's talk spares. Let's get into the spares thing. So one thing I will do in a second, but maybe we can kind of go through a couple of teams first, is I was listening to a podcast and that guy used the phrase crisis-y. Like, talking about it's getting a bit crisis-y.
So okay? Like Spursy, but they've evolved it.
yeah.
As another
thing. But I was thinking that's... because having been in the game for a long time, the blah, blah, blah in crisis is something that's like banded about willy-nilly. So crisis-y works for me.
Right.
Because I don't believe in
actual
crisis, really.
Well, what other clubs are going through is a crisis.
Yeah. Like Bury. Well, formerly known as Bury. Bolton, that's proper crisis.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Brentford.
Brentford, absolutely. Spot on. They're in disarray.
Mm.
But yeah, so I was thinking maybe we could do some sort of crisis-y rankings.
Okay.
So I'll put a poll card up, if you are watching this on YouTube. And the people that I've got in the It's Getting Crisis-y Power Rankings are Man United, Arsenal, Watford, Spurs and Wolves. So I wonder who you would vote for.
Chelsea's not
the most crisis. Well, let's get into all of this, right? Spurs first. Spurs, Man United and Chelsea have all got the same amount of points.
Yeah, 8.
Yet there's this like positive spin on Chelsea at the moment.
because they can't sign anyone, and they've got a novice manager that everyone loves. But you'd be as worried, the Spurs fans should be as worried about Pochettino as Chelsea fans are about Lampard at this stage, and United fans are about Solskjaer. There could be a situation where, come Christmas, you had three of the big six, in inverted commas, in the Premier League.
I love how that's happening a lot now. People going, they can't really say big six, it doesn't exist.
Well, no. It's true, because Leicester look like they will get into the top six. If Wolves drop out of Europe quickly, then
they can get out of there quickly.
Yeah, I mean, cause that tournament's garbage. Like, if they can get out of it quickly, they could maybe rebound. There is a situation anyway. The three of that top six could be looking for new managers by January, which puts a big pressure on who's going to sack who first. Because they're
right. Why?
Well, Man United are in a good position currently, right? Because Solskjaer isn't going to be there towards the end of the season. They know that he isn't good enough. He can't motivate that side. We've been talking.
But also, it's about the players around those strikers. There's a lot of talk about Rashford. Is he actually a centre forward or not? But there's a stat I had on the FPL show this week. I think with the last four games Pogba played, they created 47 chances, Man United. Last two games without him, they've created 14 chances. So like, it's same goes for Lukaku. Whoever's playing up front, it's all well and good, but like, it's like a Sunday league team. If you've got crap in midfield, any team, then you're not going to create chances, you're not going to score goals.
Yeah,
despite being a figurehead.
You've got to find a player that you're going to build your team around, and Lukaku at Inter Milan, they've managed to do that.
A couple of things. After the Colchester defeat, we need to be all together, Pochettino, and not have different agendas.
League Two, they aren't they?
Do you know what though? League Cup's a bit funny because you've only got to get to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So that does, like, these shocks are going to happen a little bit more.
But
I don't want to give Spurs an easy ride because we had a massive go at Arsenal last week. And
you shouldn't.
Absolute stinker.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
This is
different agendas. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm not going to repeat myself again, but what I said previously about getting the players out that were previously key and bringing in new people that were receptive to Pochettino's ideas, perhaps there will be no agendas if he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the energy to rebuild Spurs again. This is the thing. And, you know, at this point, it feels like he's lost. He doesn't have... Mate, we've got three relatively easy...
Yeah, Southampton, Brighton, Watford.
Winnable games. If we win on those three, honestly, every one of these conversations is going to disappear. So it's hard to comment seriously, but I think fundamentally we do need to ship out some key players and replace them.
Why aren't you saying names?
Huh?
Why aren't you saying names when you're saying
six players? What do you mean to name six players every time I say it?
Oh no, just once.
Out of
who's got to go? He's got to go. Nah, for the title.
Those players that have got to go are Eriksen, Vertonghen, Rose, when Yama's got to go, but he's not a key player.
Yeah. Sanchez, you don't like, do you? He can go.
I can't say him yet because he's not. He's young. He's willing. He's able. He's just not able.
I'll leave you this when it comes to Spurs. Mm. Unbelievably damning stuff in the press. It's worrying times for Tottenham. A lot of insightful stuff here. Just a warning. Okay. It's worrying times for Tottenham. They're already 10 points adrift in the league, and so that is a huge ask. So it's going to be tough for you to win the league.
Oh yeah.
Then they ask, can we win a trophy? Of course, the trophy thing, that's always a good thing to throw in there. Mm. This one's, that one, League Cup, not winning that this year.
Well,
that one's gone now.
It'll be tricky.
Okay. Yeah. I do think they have to find a way to win games quickly.
Lovely.
Okay. Mauricio Pochettino is a wonderful manager, but a lot of these players have to stand up and take accountability.
Yeah.
The words of former Bolton manager Owen Coyle. I'm ready if I'm
a lot of platitudes, a lot of cliches,
yes,
and a lot of saying nothing.
Impressive stuff.
But you know, he's a football manager. He's not a fucking journalist.
Say something. Say
I know,
something.
Or don't say nothing at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although he is being paid to say something.
Yeah. Do you know what I am waiting for? Someone like Roy Keane, Graham Tunis to come out and go, is he that good? Maybe put the pressure on him.
Is
he good?
Some callers came said, get rid of him, get Jose in. He's a serial winner. Jose Mourinho.
I suppose. I'm...
If Pochettino left before Christmas, you were saying three managers might go. Who would you want?
I I can't think of a world where he isn't our manager. It's like your dad leaving, and then some geezer a good looking stepfather comes in and bangs your mum for a few weeks, and then fucks off again, but gives us some orgasms. That's, you know, that's
early
what we're talking
doors.
About. Early
importantly.
Doors, importantly.
You
early.
Need to win quickly, it says.
I think
there's a sick part of you that would want Jazz. I think you find it funny.
We've talked about it on the pod, on the Fighting Cock.
Oh, right.
It wouldn't be the end of the world if you give it in me in season.
Amazing.
I don't know, man. I don't. I've got a knack of feeling the pain of Spurs being shit and then suddenly swishing it all off.
Oh, right.
And then it's just like whatever will be.
That's because you've got a lovely woman in your life.
It's not
having children.
It ain't
that. No, it's not that. No. Power rankings, poll card. Man United, Arsenal, Watford, Spurs, Wolves. Who's top of the crisis-y power rankings? I'm going to go with Man United.
Yeah. Man United... The issue with Man United is because they're such a big club and they have so much money that when they sack Solskjaer way before Christmas...
Mm.
If he gets to Christmas, they have fucked their chances up. Because right now, I don't put them in the top six. So, and while Tottenham, the results we've had have been poor, we've done enough in those games to win them.
Yeah. And just to be fair to people, because people probably get really annoyed, Arsenal are only in there because of last week's crisis-y moments. Because they've had a good week.
Yeah.
Eleanor Sainsbury, what do you think of VAR being too accurate? So I laughed at this at the time, but then everyone's been talking about it.
That's a really good point.
Do you think there should be a linesman's call like in cricket, where you basically, it's too close to call, so you give it to the linesman?
Look, there was two things here, right? Because Leicester had a goal offside that was ruled offside after everyone thought they'd scored. Everyone thought they'd scored, and Spurs had also. But when Leicester did it, there was like six players that could be potentially in an offside position if they'd interfered with the ball. As it turned out, two of them did. So two of the six were offside, right? With Spurs, Son was offside. I don't know what the measurement is by those dots. If no one's seen it, the way the VAR lined it up,
you seem to draw it.
It was like these six dots eight dots for Son, and then four for Evans. And then if you track the lines down, they don't actually match up with the lines on the ground. So I don't even know if the decision was correct.
They must have because obviously the angle of the camera, there must be some sort of technology that's allowing it to be a straight line.
Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, I'm sure they didn't get it right. I'm sure it was offside by the millimetres that they said it was. I just want to say, though, is whether you like VAR or not, and whether you agree with the fact that we need to get these decisions correct because it costs people their jobs and people get miss out on Champions League or get relegated based on these wrong calls by the ref, there's going to be less goals and less interest. All the talking points in the future are going to be about whether VAR got it right.
Whereas, yeah, and it has been, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there are others that...
One more thing, mate. There was a... do you remember when it came in where it said, if there's a clear and obvious error, there's no human being on earth that would have been able to see that someone was offside at that point. But what I would say is I never moan about it when it isn't going against Spurs. I only ever moan about it is if it happens to Tottenham.
Mm.
So what if we actually want to figure this out with VAR, every bad call, people need to jump on it. But when Spurs played Arsenal and they got a similar decision ruled against them, I was fucking over the moon. So I can't be a hypocrite and say fuck VAR when I've celebrated the previous decision.
And things like, comments like, and I get it, it's not, you know, Ellen's not the first person to do this, saying, is like, are they saying it's too accurate? That's probably because you're a Spurs fan and it's gone against you. I'm guessing. I might be wrong. But the other thing I heard was, you know, you go...
Daylight. I remember it was like, if there's daylight between the players, that's a great way to see it.
So a couple of... Yeah, one, daylight. Two, I never thought about this, but I've listened to this and I think it was...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nikki Bandini, she said, it's when you strike the ball. You know, people go, oh, but when he hit the ball. But the ball goes, it makes contact, it goes in a bit, and then it bounces out, and then it leaves the foot. So what moment is that? What frame is that?
I think it's when the ball leaves the foot is when you're offside, I think.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
all right, but, yeah, okay. But then the frame rate and then all these things. What I do think is good about VAR is that, look, there's going to be another season and another million seasons after this. So we're getting all of these sort of the kinks out of it. Or we're finding out, we're having a conversation throughout a season. I know that's not probably ideal, but it's necessary. And we're going to get to a point, because this is the other thing that keeps coming up now, is on a couple of occasions, I think Chelsea-Liverpool game is a good example, Chelsea think they've scored, then there is a kind of, and you always, people always say, the first 5 minutes after you score a goal, you're at your sort of
weakest.
So there's been a couple of occasions where a goal's been disallowed, then the ball's gone down the other end, and the opposition have scored. So people are starting to say, teams are going to have to be very careful with how they deal with their emotions when a goal's scored.
So,
and that is the purest form of football that we could lose if it gets to a point where everyone goes,
yeah, it becomes sanitised.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you like, professional football at the Premier League level is about concentration. And there's a reason why Newcastle can go to Tottenham and not concede over 90 minutes despite having 20% possession. It's because all of them are concentrating fully on what they're doing.
Mm.
If you remove that concentration, the same with cricket as well. Cricket's, like, for a batsman, it's all about concentration. It's staying in that zone, not getting put off by what's going on around you. If they're forced to take away the explosion of emotion that is scoring a goal in an important game because they worry about VAR, you know, tracking them back, then it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Football's an emotional sport. It always has been. It's like, I just think,
I think we need to have the whole season and watch it all play out. I do.
It's not going away, though, is it?
I think it, probably not. It could do, though. But there's people always going to find different things. I was watching this thing on Netflix called Hip Hop Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's just little documentaries on different, like, scenes, so East Coast, West Coast, and Atlanta, all the different things. And there was one about how there'd been sort of gangster rap and people talking about money and cars and all that stuff. And then there was, it kind of went back to, like, people like Mos Def and Talib Kweli, isn't it? Who, like, took it back.
Are you listening to these people to...
No, hear me out.
Sing cool.
Stick with me.
All right.
So, because we're talking about VAR, and it's correct to a point, or is it? But it goes against the culture of football for me a little bit. That's how I feel about it at the moment. And basically, these guys in the evolution of hip hop, they look to protect the culture of football. And I feel like I was thinking, like, that could have been a bit like, what kind of hip hop star would you be as a football fan in terms of what you care about? But just as a general point, I think you have to defend the kind of culture of football. And I think long term, that's why VAR for me can't last.
Did they have it in the Championship?
No. It's wonderful.
You're going to hate it when you come up. It does. It really... When you're coming up this year.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that.
We can do.
You're... was it Millway?
Millway. Yeah, I went...
Did you?
Sure, yeah. Keep your smiles all around.
Yeah, slap a few meal all about.
Yeah, slapped a couple.
Hear any cultural conversations this time?
I didn't.
Good.
I tell you what, me and my dad at half time stepped out. They opened the door so I guess people could smoke in the bit that we were locked in. And me and dad just sort of stood there and had a little look around.
Hang on, they let people out who want to smoke?
So there's basically there's this big like barrier. Yeah, you're not getting out, but you're outside of the concourse.
Well, they let you smoke out there?
No, I don't smoke, but they let people smoke, yeah.
That is fucking gold.
It was good. It was good. Because I thought, great, you know what, just a moment, everyone calm down.
That's, happy days. Don't get out in the Premier League.
No, you may get that in
the Can't even fucking vape. Can I vape in here? Probably not.
Yeah, if you want.
It smells of grape.
Yeah, go for it.
No, it's alright. Okay. I wouldn't disrespect her after that.
Fair enough. She's like a... What's it like?
Hawk.
Bloodhound.
Yeah.
Just smell it.
What's that? I smell flavour.
Grape vape. No. I think she'd say that.
Has he been here?
You smell like.
Has he been here again?
Maybe on the second part we can go to depth on QPR. But quickly with the Millwall thing.
Mm.
Yeah, they came out and I just looked at we were looking at the fans, observing, as we do. Football fans are getting a bit chubby. A big bunch.
I've put them a little bit away, so be careful.
Yeah, me and you both. But I did sort of look around and I was thinking...
Not much running going on here.
Not enough running going on. Yeah. But it was... Millwall Way, if you can go to Millwall Way, do it. It is pure. It's pure football fandom. It's nice.
There you go.
As he rubbed his thighs. Let's get a couple of bits out for people before we nip over to Patreon.
Yeah, because I'm desperate for a piss as well. I've literally been holding.
Do you want to go now?
No, let's do it. Let's finish. It's fucking pro, isn't it?
Okay. typical us, we've been chatting away. A couple of things we learnt from last week. There are more than...
What do you mean typical us? Typical us, we've been
chatting away, aren't we?
Typical us.
That's it.
Yeah, it's like 80 years old. Wow. Yeah, like, arc at us. Been chatting away for fucking 30 minutes. Ooh. Arc at us.
Yeah. Was that a bad thing?
No, good thing we can talk good. About worrying about awkward silences.
Things you learned last week. I'm not the only one to be a front sleeper.
You are. They're just pretending.
Not true. Like Maxwell Allen. I sleep face down too. Arms all nicely tucked in like James. I also move two hands on the side under the cheek. I've never met anyone else who does this. Well, I do. A couple of girls have commented and on it and I've tried to change, but it's just too cozy. And I revert back to it all the time. It just feels right for me.
Just can I just
There's
point out
four
some...
people who've got this, by the way.
We can go on to that.
Okay.
But just one thing. If you are sleeping in that position, i.e. like tucked in, you're not giving enough of yourself for the spoon. One of the best sleeping.
Well, you're being a small spoon, aren't you?
No. One of the best. Certainly, if not, if you're on the front, like my missus does it as well. Not this. She don't do that because I'd fucking leave her ass. But she sleeps on the front and her leg goes up, which is like, quite nice if you want to pat her on the bum before you go to sleep. But she sleeps flat ultimately, and I can't like if I'm going for a
spoon. What are you doing to her?
Like, I'm putting my arm around her, aren't I? Can't like, fucking punch her in the back of the head. No, I can't like spoon her properly because she's essentially
she's so flat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're giving up the opportunity because the best is all the like. I'm a man, right? I'm a fucking man, but I like being the little spoon.
Do you?
Yeah, because kind of comfy.
What about the do you have a inward spoon?
What's that?
So like inward spoon and down like that.
What? So your head is here.
So like you'd come down here.
Oh, that's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, that's lovely. Nice. Yeah,
especially on a bosom. Ashley Fisher.
Well, hold on, you're being cradled.
Oh, get in there, yeah. Oh, I love that. Until there's nothing better. Guys, if you're out there on a night out, had a few drinks, and you've got a mate who's really big, at the end of the night when you're hammered,
I've got one
in John Bass. Cuddle. Lovely,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, and they're always quite good, their cuddles, aren't
really
they?
Good. Yeah. Really good. Anyway, Ashley Fisher, I for one sleep in a very similar way to James. Instead of closing my hands, then are open, I will often wake up with handprints on my chest, which I also get. Ashna Joria, OMG. I thought I'm the only one that sleeps like that. And Ed Galek, I sleep the same way as James. Generally can't fall asleep any other way.
Mm.
We've done our quick apology. First time Flav reviews. You want that now on Patreon? Now, Peter McDonough, a review of Flav. Flav brings a lot to the show. First off, he looks like he slept the night in a roadside ditch, which contrasts James' signature, not slept the night in a ditch look. Quite nicely.
Lovely.
So that's the positives.
Yeah.
Here are the negatives, Flav. Brace yourself. Mm. One, he's utterly shit at maths.
Yeah, absolutely.
After last week, are you embarrassed?
I don't remember what it was.
There's 100% probability that he doesn't realise quite how shit he is at maths. That's a little dig at last week when we were talking about after 366 days of people being born on every single day, you will of course have 100% chance of having two people born on the same day.
I still don't understand it. No, I
maybe it's the way I said it, maybe.
No, it's definitely me. No, I am shit at maths. I'm shit at everything. I'm shit at like any kind of academia. I can write.
Good writer.
And that's it, man. I failed at school. So yeah, you're right.
Second negative.
Great.
He sounds like he's permanently on the verge of saying something incredibly racist.
Oh, mate, that's...
Which makes me nervous for some reason, although I don't know why, because I'm not the one who'll end up getting sacked from the Premier League job when he does. James is the one who'll end up getting sacked from the Premier League job, which will be shit for James, but won't
I would never I would never say anything like that on this podcast because of that, right? But I have a habit of saying things that are offensive and borderline racist, even though I don't consider myself a racist.
I wouldn't put you in that.
No, I don't think so. Like, on the Fighting Cock podcast this week, I said 100% that I could beat up a man who didn't have any arms. If he, like, any man on Earth who didn't have any arms, I could definitely have that geezer. And if there's anyone listening to this podcast who feels like they can challenge me,
let's go.
We'll do it. We need one witness. I'll meet you anywhere. I'll kick your ass.
Right, we're going to have to save some bits for the other podcast, obviously, because we need content. But I want to do a new bit, Inside the Mind, and I want to do Shark News. So quickly with Inside the Mind. So I was walking down the street. Probably shouldn't reveal this, but it did happen. Anyway, I was walking along, and there was a... and this has happened a few times, and it's probably because I've watched The Office so much over the years. But I saw a woman, and she had a top on that she was, in my opinion, too revealing.
Because of her weight, or...?
No, she was a slim woman, but she had quite skimpy breasts.
Yeah.
A large breast. She had a large pair of breasts.
Mm.
Without even, does your mind ever say stuff to you in a sort of inner monologue without even thinking?
Of course,
right. Just
it doesn't come
just
out.
Establishing it. Yeah, exactly. In my head, I just went without even thinking. I went, look at those.
Look at those.
like it does in The Office.
That's fine.
So I thought. And then I saw this, so I thought that might be a good bit, basically. What is something, give us a moment, if it happens this week or whenever it happens, something that happens and then your inner monologue
so
kicks in.
Explain the scenario and then what was your inner monologue?
Yeah, I think it could be brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
So, yeah, mine was, look at those.
Mine's when I see a little kid in an Arsenal kit. I was like, I know he's not old enough, but I will fucking punch him.
I do that as well. Yeah. I didn't see a little lad in the Chelsea kit. I go, shit.
Mm.
So, hi everyone, said this. He's saying, I don't think this is James Allen, by the way. I think it's someone else. But just an update with me and the missus for everyone. I love that he just did that. If that's not James Allen, because we were talking about James Allen losing his virginity.
But he said he hadn't.
He said so he hadn't, yeah, yeah. But if this is someone else who just wants to let the community know, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with that. He said, managed to sum up the morale and do the deed for the lads.
What?
Basically, I think he lost his virginity. Great news.
For the lads? Do it for yourself, mate.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Maybe sort of...
The lads don't really... I mean, you're basically saying, I've done it so I don't get the piss taken out of me anymore.
Yeah, maybe recalibrate your priorities there.
Hold yourself up.
And your own motivations. Full concentration was on her until the big finish.
What was the big finish?
Suddenly, all I could think of was Flav.
What?
Does this make me gay or is it just a one-off? You're not, you know, if you want to be gay, that's absolutely fine. But I don't think that does make you gay. But I do like the thought of,
what, I mean...
of people in weird situations... And then we pop into their mind, or you on this case.
Well, I'd rather not. I mean, yeah, fine, whatever. Did he then explode?
No. You said rather not.
No.
Just to be clear then, guys, if you're having sex this week, don't think of Flav. Don't think of Flav.
I mean, it's like the if you want to keep the wolf from the door, yeah. Otherwise, say it.
So that's my new bit. Inside the Mind, get that. All right, yeah, sorry.
Go
over with
it. Can you wrap it up?
Well, Shark News. Instead of the Patreon.
No, I do it though.
People want shark news. You're not even finding any.
Well, I like sharks. I don't like... You created something that isn't true. Every now... All right, let me just have a little look on Reddit. Just give me 2 seconds.
I've got something here.
Go on, tell me what it is.
Okay. Colin BKK said, sharks, it's estimated 100 million sharks are killed by humans every year.
That's not news, it's a fact.
If 100 million are killed... And I'm just setting it up with other great facts sent in by the great people here.
Go on, him.
If 100 million are killed, just how many are there? Think about that. Think about
too many. Fucking cunts will eat you up.
Lewis Mendoza, it's not right, but it's okay. Fab's concerning passion for sharks.
It's not a passion for sharks. It's a passing interest.
It is weird.
Passing interest.
Why do you want people... You just want people to get killed by sharks.
It's very dark. I sent you a lovely picture the other day, didn't I?
You did. And this is... Was it this picture? I think it was.
Yeah, it was. That's there creepy. You put it up on screen? Probably not.
So photo captures surface shockingly close encounter with greater shark. Is that getting going, Flav? Is he going to die?
It's not about if he's dying. You're coming in close.
Deep down it is.
People get excited by going to the pyramids. Every person knows what the pyramids look like. Knows what the fucking Sphinx looks like. You've seen them in pictures, but people will pay thousands to go and look at the pyramids. It's like, it's pretty impressive that they've managed to build that big, those big pyramids. Mm. But you don't need to go there. So look, we've seen them. This shit.
So why aren't you on your phone looking for pyramid news?
Exactly. They're boring. I am on my phone because sharks are not boring. They're interesting.
A picture's been captured at the moment. Devin Zimmerman, good name. Turned around to realise he was just a few feet
from a great white shark.
Yeah.
The irony is that he very unlikely he'd have been attacked.
Very unlikely?
Yeah, because if you see the shark...
Why is that important? I thought you just liked the animal itself.
Well, I'm just saying, if you see a great white before it's attacked you, then you're safe pretty much. What they do is they dive deep and then they torpedo themselves upwards and destroy you from below.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you see them like great white sharks, the only one that can breach from the ocean completely. That means leave the water.
So you never get it's never like no, no, no. It's never like that.
No.
And it's never like that.
No.
That is interesting.
Always, you haven't seen it by the time it hits you.
So not worth worrying about then, is it?
Exactly, you can't do anything about it. Okay. And the likelihood is if you do get attacked by a shark, you don't die.
Devin Zimmerman had only been surfing the waters of Cape Cod for a couple of minutes before he heard something splashing.
He's in the Cape Cod.
The shark's having a great time.
He's in the Cape Cod. You've got to accept that this might happen.
I don't think there's much more than the picture, to be honest. I think it's one of those ones. It was definitely tense, said Mr. Malt.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating news.
I'd be straight in.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
It'd be terrifying, wouldn't it?
Oh, straight out.
Yeah.
Right.
Not in the water. I respect them. I don't love them.
Okay. Flav needs a wee. We need to do another podcast. Thank you for watching. If you want to check out some of the great stuff that we've got coming, which includes It's Not Right, But It's Okay, and some fantasies as well, and, the details of a homosexual one-night stand negotiations, then head over to Patreon and click the link and join the family. Flav, you can go to the toilet now.
Cheers.
Subscribe on iTunes. Will we put it on? We won't put it on iTunes, will we?
What? The other one?
No. Paywall, isn't
it? No, they've got to pay for that shit. Nothing's free in this world.
Okay. Final thing then, if you're not going to do that, but you're going to still enjoy the pod, which you'll get, hit the notification bell for me. Because I've only got 11% of my subscribers hitting the notification bell. And last one, I can plug. New episode of The Process called The Hurricane Tapes. It's really interesting. It's about Reuben Hurricane Carter. Please watch it when it comes out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.